Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We're a locally grown radio. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I can. It could not have gotten here sooner,
Terry. I've been waiting for it since last Friday.
Yeah, right? Yes, yes. So right on. That voice you hear is CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. We got the band back together. Good to see you, Terry.
You too.
Your host, James, here at 7:07 on the clock. And boy, do we got a great jam-packed show for you today. We, of course, in this 7 o'clock hour, we're not only going to get into Misty's menu birthday and anniversary, or I'm sorry, that's 8 o'clock. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar. I got excited for our opening story, I'll be honest. We're going to open up the show with a local good story. We have that coming up. We have places that are going to be giving away free burgers on Sunday.
Oh.
And talk about that this hour.
Like how many you go to?
Terry, we have the secret to happiness.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Found it.
What have we been waiting for?
It was, you know where it was, right between the couch cushions.
Uh-huh.
It's where it was, it turns out. I found that. We're going to go over that this hour. We have next hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, along with our star of the day. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the correct answer. You'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We've got, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, then a right stories, good stories of the day. All of this to lead you into Morning Magazine to wrap up the week. And our part one at about 10:04 today, we're going to welcome in State Senator Patrick Teston.
Nice.
Pat, if he is still, we'll be able to talk to him. He's been moving around. I mean, he's all over the place. So hopefully he'll be still for long enough, for about 27 minutes for us to...
You mean he actually has to sit?
Yeah, well, maybe not sit. I don't want to make the guy sit.
You can switch mics with him and he could stand by that one.
We always have a open, real conversation, him and I. And I always appreciate that from him. You know, we lock horns sometimes, and afterwards we're laughing and he leaves here and happy. So we're going to have a good conversation with him a little bit later and looking forward to it. We wrap up our week of Morning Magazine talking to our friends from Mid-State Technical College. We have Dr. Chris Severson in with us. He's a career accelerator short-term certificates. That's what we're going to focus on today.
Have you met Chris?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Really is.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Want to remind everybody that tonight on our sister station, WIRI, High School Action Assumption Royals, going to keep rolling. Got iScan coming into town. I only Scandinavia over the last three seasons. And this is Randy Paul talking, not me. I'm trying to sound smart right now. They've had a pretty darn good team. And by that, I mean a really nice quarterback, like a really good.
Cool.
He has since graduated, and it's been a little bit of an up or down year so far, early in the season for ILS. Very early in the
rebuilding
season.
Year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's a home game?
It is a home game.
Awesome.
They are hosting Iola Scandinavia. Randy Paul will be on the call, y'all. Don going to run the board. You put those two together, you know it's going to sound good. Our pregame kicks off at 6:50 on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. And right here, tomorrow, 12:30, Badger football.
Woohoo!
Wisconsin taking on New Mexico State. Our coverage will start at 12:30 on Wisconsin.
And I think we just go with the plan that football is going to be better for us this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, right? Like,
well, I'll tell you this, Terry. your two football teams are playing New Mexico State and the Chicago Bears, so you should be happy Monday. I'll say that. As a Bear fan, I will say, you guys should be very happy on Monday.
I will say, though, I loved catching the end of the Bears game last week, waiting for the Packers, with all that water. That looked so fun. And when they were doing the whole
it was awesome.
Slip and slide thing.
It was awesome. I watched it like 90 times in a row. As Bear fans, see, you guys, you have highlights 1 week, and they're great, and you enjoy them. And then by Wednesday, Thursday, they're gone, because you have so many of them. I'll be living off of that all season. All season, I'll be like replaying that every time we lose.
It looked really super fun.
It did. We've got some fun stuff to start off with. I want to catch up with Terry about the United Way and all the great things they are up to, but I have a local good story to actually start with.
I saw this story. I was gonna say something to you before we went on air, so this is super cool.
I found out about this, I think, Wednesday, and I was chomping at the bit to talk about it, but I want to wait until you were in, because I have a bit of a tie in here. McMillan Memorial Library does these fun contests, especially with with it. They've done this for decades, really, with our photographers and a lot of our different artists in this area. And they do this with writing, of course. And they recently had a Macmillan Press short story contest. They had a large pool of submissions to read through this year. The stories were read by four judges. The scores were combined to arrive at a consensus for the best stories. They would like to thank all of the writers that participated. They couldn't do this without you. Keep writing. Look for more writing contests, workshops, and author events at Macmillan Library in the future. Macmillan is a part of the Central Wisconsin Book Festival again this year. Author events will be happening at the library on September 23rd and 24th. On Saturday the 24th, Beth Amos will be leading a writing workshop at 12:30. Learn the mechanics of good suspense writing. Beth is a really good writer.
Awesome.
So the winners for this short story contest in third place was Singh Jorgensen with Radio Tromas. In second place, Kaylee Crowell with The Manor. And in first place, B.A. McRae with The Far Within Reach.
Why does this sound familiar?
And it may sound a little familiar to some, because that is my daughter, Bria.
That is so exciting.
Bria's pen name, her name is Bria Ann Krieger, and B.A. Bria Ann, and that McRae is just a name that she really liked and everything. I don't know if I've ever been more excited. I've been fortunate to win a handful of things in my life. I've never been that kind of excited when I was scrolling through my phone and saw that pop up.
That's awesome.
I was so happy and so proud of her. Way to go, Bree. I'm very proud of you. And I want to use this because now, yes, I am a proud dad bragging about my father. Absolutely. Am I using our radio show to do that? Absolutely. And I've got a timer going to make sure I don't go past a minute. But I also wanted to bring this up because we have Macmillan join us all the time. We talk all the time about artists, supporting local, and how important that is. Macmillan, for one, does a great job of that, I think. And any chance you can get to Macmillan
is
great.
Yes, they do a great job.
But Bria found out about this because, obviously, my mom works over there. And so, as a side note, they had no idea that she was my daughter because of her pen name.
Sure.
So they didn't know that it was, well, in Krieger, my last name, we got different last names too, so I don't know if they would have known. But she, you know, she's been getting closer to my mom and learning more and more about Macmillan and her being in Point. They have a great library up there. Wanted to learn about this one. She saw this writing contest, just thought she'd throw her hat in the ring, and boom, the kid ends up winning the thing.
Very cool.
Just an encouragement to anybody out there to enter these contests, to have some fun with them.
I think when I saw it posted on social media, which was fun that they were, you know, making a big deal of it there, you also can read the submissions. Like, they have the winners' stories posted. So that's kind of cool, too, that you can, you know, get your eyes on those and see what it was that was appealing to the judges or to that artist, you know, to that author, what it was that they felt was their number one story.
I really, really enjoy that they do that. It may not seem like a big deal, but not only is that helping those artists continue to promote their work no matter what place they finished, but it's kind of cool to be able to compare, to see, to read, to see, why do they, you know.
Or if you participated and you weren't one of the top, you know what I mean? Like, just to compare styles and that kind of thing, or really just to read.
Just to read
what local artists are doing.
And an organization that has certainly been helping us read over the years and help, maybe just more importantly, or if not just as important, helping our kids read, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. So many different literacy initiatives that you guys do over there, and among many other things that we want to highlight as we promote and talk about the United Way celebrating their 80th anniversary. How are things going over there?
Everything's going really well. And that is, James, one of our biggest focuses right now. Of course, campaign is number one, but we are recruiting reading mentors right now. So we are looking for individuals who are willing to donate up to an hour, anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes per week, to be a mentor for kindergarten through third grade student or two. Sometimes depends upon the structure of the classroom. You might work with one or two different kids. But we are looking for those mentors for placement at Humpke and Nakusa, Port Edwards, Grove, Washington, and Meade. So if you are interested in being a reading mentor, you need to visit our website, uwswac.org. And there, right on the website, there's some banners that kind of scroll across the screen. And when you get to the one that says Learning for Life Reading Mentors, you click on that. And then you can select which school you'd like to see what the slots are. You know, you might be interested in a certain grade. You might be interested in literally Tuesdays at 10 a.m. So you can peruse those as you see fit. And we'd love you to sign up. There is a background check required, of course. Safety of our kids is our number one priority. But the program is slated to start the week of October 10th. So between now and then, you would sign up. You would take, I'll send you the information about the background check. And then you will have, if you've not been a mentor before, you'll have a little brief orientation at the school. You know, where do you park? Where do you put your jacket? All of those kinds of things. How to sign in when you get there and when you leave. And then you'll be ready to go and work with kids. So you don't need any special training, anything like that. The idea is that kids are supposed to be reading 20 minutes every night at home. And for some kids, that's just not happening. Or even if it is, sometimes some just need some extra practice. So that's a great way by giving them a mentor. And then also it gives them another a trusted adult that they can have a, you know, build a connection with. So there's many, many, many values to this program. But we are, like I said, we are recruiting and we're only about halfway to where we would like to be. So if this is something that interests you, I encourage you to sign up.
It's not every day that you get an opportunity to really impact a young life, let alone multiple young lives, by simply reading. You know,
yeah.
It's all.
Well, and you don't even have to read; you just have to listen.
True, very true, right?
I mean, you literally just have to intently listen.
And it's one of those things we have literally no idea how much that can help them, how much that can impact them, and what that can do for them. I can remember teachers having me read in front of class. I remember, especially when I moved out here, every Hanukkah the teacher would ask me to go up there and explain what Hanukkah was, and I was so embarrassed and I was nervous, but I would go up there, I would read in front of people, and it. I have no doubt that it had a huge impact on why I'm sitting in this chair right
sure.
now, why I'm doing what I do, why I'm as comfortable on stage as I am. Not every kid, thankfully, is going to turn out like me, but they are going to go into a field, no doubt, they are going to go into a field where reading is going to be important, where maybe even speaking in front of people might be needed or are usually a good asset to have anyway. These things that we can help build their confidence in, because one of the greatest things we can do as adults is building children's confidence. And I don't mean false confidence like everybody gets a trophy day or something like that. Hey, you didn't win? That's all right. I saw you giving every single thing you had out there. You did a really good job. I'm very proud of you. That can be a trophy. That, you know, that compliment,
absolutely.
That way, that confidence you build up in them.
Yeah, so it really makes a huge impact. And literacy is the foundation for all learning.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can make sure that kids are proficient by the end of third grade, it just sets them up for even greater success going forward. And really, I mean, I would challenge anyone to think of or come up with a job or a career that you don't need reading, right? Like you need, no matter what you do, you need to be able to read. And, you know, you need to be able to read so you can drive. It just really is the foundation for everything. And not everybody, you know, has the same level of support. Not everybody has the same level of education, and not everybody learns the same way. And so so by having this program, it's just a great, great time for kids. And, you know, one thing that I think is important about this, James, is that all of the schools have, it's called intervention time. Some schools name it something different, but they all have a block of time every day where they're working with the students on certain things. And that's when our mentors go in. And so if you imagine a classroom, let's say of second graders, you've got those kids that are pretty well self-guided and they can just do what the teacher tells them to do, right? And then you've got a group of kids that really need intervention. So they need one-on-one time with the teacher. Our mentors are working with those kids in the middle. You know, who just, like I said, just really need another trusted adult, need someone to listen to them while they read and practice their skills. So really, I really encourage people to check it out. And again, you can find all of that information by visiting our website, uwswac.org. And then, of course, we are in the heart of our annual fund campaign, which is how we fund all of these programs. Reading Mentors is one, but there are, you know, 29 additional programs that receive funding from United Way. And without the you know, without the donations to our annual campaign, those programs wouldn't be able to deliver service at the level that they do.
And of course, Day of Caring right around the corner.
Day of Caring is coming up quick. Mm-hmm. So Day of Caring is Saturday, October 22nd. And this is our annual leaf breaking event where we ask members of the community to volunteer their morning. And we typically get about 80 yards raked, which is pretty cool. This is for our elderly and disabled friends and neighbors in the community that aren't able to take care of their yard on their own to get ready for winter and need that extra support. So we are taking two types of registrations right now. One, you can register as a volunteer or as a group of volunteers. So that is one thing. We do ask you to register so that you can get a free t-shirt. And then the other registration that we're taking is for yards. So if you are not able to take care of your yard on your own, or you know, you financially can't afford to have someone come and do that, please give us a call at 211 or at 715-421-0390.
I've been lucky to participate in the last two or three Day of Carings, and two of the best days of my year each time. One of my favorite times of year, you drive around town, you see all these different yards with the awesome shirts and everybody working together.
And all the leaf piles.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great day of the year. I look forward to it so much. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. But again, you can find out more about this and all these things that Terry and I have been talking about at uwswac.org. We are going to take a quick commercial break, come back into our National Day of Calendar on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:22 on the clock. I have your hosts James and Terry Johns are here, and we are going to get into our National Day of Calendar, and we actually got a couple for the weekend, too, we're going to touch on. So let's go ahead and get right through these. First, Collect Rocks Day. Okay.
You know,
teach their own.
Everybody's a lot of people that have rock collections, especially kids.
I will say, too, if there is something that you like, chances are there is somebody out there that has a collection of said
good points.
There are people that collect literally everything. Everything has a collection of something. So, yeah, Clay rocks. National Play-Doh Day.
Oh, fun. Play-Dohs. I hated Play-Doh when my kids were little.
Did you? Oh, yeah. When my kids were little, yeah. I loved Play-Doh. I was not as big of a fan of it when my kids were little. Very well said by you. Not coincidentally, it's also National Working Parents Day. So, yeah.
So play with the Play-Doh at the babysitter's.
Yeah, right. And a shout out to all the working parents, which, I mean, isn't that pretty much every parent?
Yeah, I think it is in this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't have to mansplain to all the audience and everything how hard it is, difficult it is to be a parent and to work a 40 or what hour a week job a week.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that, to put a moment aside to, you know, give a shout out to all of them, to thank them. Keep up the great work. Everything Terry and I were talking about building kids, you guys do that on a day-to-day basis, and you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. I like that it's National Working Parents Day, and it's also 4 p.m. finish day, which means you're supposed to, it's basically, it means you're supposed to leave an hour early for work. Just on this day, it's built to kind of try to get us to find a better balance between work and life and, you know, and play and all this stuff. So 4 p.m. finish day is also one of the things today. I would probably check with your boss first, but to each
their own. Give it a good try.
You know, you're welcome to give it a good try. Yes. National Choose Your Chocolate Day. Your chocolate wisely.
I can choose a chocolate right
now. Yeah, I could go for a couple of, I can think of that. That's a good one. National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day.
You know, going back to the chocolates, remember like the box of chocolates like Fanny Farmer or Russell Silver or whatever? Yeah. But I always would get so irritated when they didn't have a map inside. You know, when they were all just chocolates, but you didn't know what was inside of them?
Completely ridiculous.
Ugh.
Why would you not do that? I hated it when they did that. Yes, there were some companies that didn't seem to do that. The other thing was, there was always like, my dad and I had were the only ones that liked these certain ones. I can't remember what they were. And never failed. I'd open up that box and they were gone every single
time.
Or
like, you're at home, it's one thing. But let's say you're at like your grandma, you know, like somewhere, like they open the box and you're like, do you want one?
Yeah.
You know, you take one and it's like the nasty one because you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Because you never get to see the box.
There should always be a map.
Should always. And they should be right under the candy. Not on the back of the, because I mean, then you got to flip it over and you knock them all down. National Concussion Awareness Day. This one hits a little close to home, I'll be honest with you. I just dealt with this almost a month ago, and it wasn't my first. It was one of, honestly, countless amount of concussions I've dealt with. Made me, because I never took care of this to begin with, if I had been doing a good job of taking care of my brain, taking care of my concussions early on in life, I wouldn't have had to do something that is completely against all of my DNA and walking away from a role. And that's on me. I take full responsibility for that. It's one of those things that you have to be aware of our brains are in this wonderful jar of our skull, and our skulls are pretty darn good, and you know, we are designed pretty dang well, but even though we have our limitations, and it doesn't, a concussion can happen, so it does not take that much force for a concussion to happen. We watch football, we watch hockey, and we think we understand what can cause a concussion. I slipped maybe a half a foot catching my dad, smack my head. It was nowhere near the hardest hit I've ever had in my life. I've had harder hits in high school football, but that's just it. It doesn't take a lot for that kind of thing to happen.
And definitely something to take seriously.
Yeah. Locate an old friend day.
Oh, that's cool.
I like this one, I think.
It depends who it is.
Yeah, I got to dive into this one. Tracking down old friends can be tough. It can even be quite scary. However, Locate an Old Friend Day is all about reconnecting with friends from the long years past. The day is about reintroducing former relations into your life and catching up with those that you haven't been able to run into for a long time.
Well, and of course, social media makes that so easy now.
It really does, yeah. And it also makes it, easier to, I don't want to say avoid, but if you don't want to really, you can, you're not in person with the person, so you can kind of like just say,
feel it out a little bit.
Hey, cool. Glad you're good to hear you. We should have coffee sometime. You never talk to them.
And that's the thing. You can find people, but they also can find you.
Yeah. That's very well put. Teenager workout day.
Oh. Well, get active. That's good.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah, especially when those ages, you build up a routine, and you'll find yourself oftentimes doing that the rest of your life. So when you start doing those things young. National Tradesman Day. There are a billion different ways we could go with this, and we certainly tip our hat to all the tradespeople out there. I would just like to take a second and say that for those out there that are still, especially young people that are kind of, or parents of young people that are kind of in between or on the fence, not sure where to go with their lives, take a look at your skill set. Take a look in the mirror and see if maybe a trade may be a career for you, because the trade industry was oftentimes looked at a job industry, but it's a career industry now, and there are so many good things that you can do with your hands out there.
And they have a great need right now. And, yes. And ironically, you're going to hear from Mid-State later today, so yeah. You know, the timing is good, right? But definitely consider the trades.
National Step Family Day. It's another good one. Certainly a big shout out to all the step parents out there, all the moms and dads that have stepped up, all the step families that work well with the other family and trying to make all that work. It's impressive the way it's an everyday thing. But it's also National Guacamole Day.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it's not bad. Guacamole's all right.
I don't mind I like guacamole like when they make it. Have you ever been somewhere where they make it fresh at your table?
Yes.
So it's not, like the canned stuff. I can't really do that. Like, it's too, I don't know if it's the consistency. It's kind of too mushy for me.
Yeah. I don't eat a ton of guacamole, but that kind of.
But when they have it just diced up and everything, I love that.
International Grenache?
Yeah.
Grenache Day. Yeah. That's the type of wine, isn't it? Deep within Aragon, a region in the north of Spain, a deep purple-red jewel dangles in bunches from among vibrant green leaves. It has grown in the warm sun of its native land, filled with a characteristic berry-type sweetness and just a touch of spiciness that makes it incredibly interesting to fans of wine.
Also known as a grape.
That is the
most. It is a variety of grape, yes, but it's kind of funny.
That is really funny.
It's very exotic for a grape.
Yeah, we just like every grape out there just started sitting up a little bit more. Like, yeah, all right.
We just like the fermented ones, you know. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
We don't have to tell them that. International Day for the Prevention of the Ozone Layer. I like these days that also tell you what it is. You don't have to really do a lot of digging. Like, right? It kind of tells you what it's about.
It's like three sentences long, the title of the day.
It's certainly an important one and something to learn on. If you haven't already, look into that. And today is Mayflower Day. American history wouldn't be the same without the arrival of the first community of pilgrims who came from England. When they set sail on the Mayflower towards the New World, they probably had no idea what was in store for them, and even less idea about the impact their actions would have on the future of the world. It's time to learn about and celebrate Mayflower Day.
Huh, interesting.
It's a day to honor the Mayflower ship, one of the first ships to arrive in the New World and what is now known as the United States. After its departure from Plymouth, England on September 16th, 1620, the people of the ship experienced almost 10 harrowing weeks at sea. After 66 days, the Mayflower finally arrived in Massachusetts, where it docked. Even though the captain had been aiming to land in Virginia, the ship got off course due to some storms forced at the high seas, as well as some navigational errors by the crew.
Isn't it interesting that this day is celebrated on its departure date, not on its landing date?
I really like that, actually.
It's interesting.
We have a lot of days that celebrate America, and I love every one of them, and I got nothing against any of them. Go USA, USA. But I kind of like that. I like the
It's interesting.
The spin, it gives you a perspective.
So have you, I'm sure you've seen, have you seen Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You know, where they're like, When you first started talking about that, I was thinking about them all hanging over the side of the boat, being sick. All those little peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great image. I just wanted to take a quick look at the weekend because there's some fun ones for you to celebrate this weekend. On Sunday, September 17th, it's Batman Day.
I'm Batman.
Wait, are you Batman or am I Batman? Darn it. I'm wearing this mask. I don't know who's Batman. Also on Saturday, Constitution Day. That is a great one. I'm not just going to say if you haven't read the Constitution, if you haven't read it in a while, not a bad idea to take a look at that wonderful piece of paper.
Oh, Apple Dumpling Day.
Yeah, I might
have to hop on that.
That's a pretty good one. International Country Music Day is also Saturday.
Awesome.
And it is National Dance Day on Saturday. That's a good one, too.
That is some. That picture is literally some serious, like, 80s breakdancing.
Yes, it's a real 80s vibes going with that. Sunday is National Cheeseburger Day.
I'll take one.
And it's National Wife Appreciation Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be jumping over that one. Yeah. Everybody hear that? Let's say that one again.
It's this Sunday is Wife Appreciation Day.
Appreciation. Like, and it coincidentally is also a day of rest.
Yeah, there you go. Nicely done, Terry. Nicely done. Sunday is also National First Love Day, Read an E-Book Day, National Respect Day. So there's a couple
Rice Krispie Treats. How do you feel about those?
I love Rice Krispie Treats.
I like them too, but I don't like the packaged ones.
No, I was just going to say, I really like the homemade ones.
Like the homemade,
those are really good.
And do you like frosting on them or not really?
I'm okay with that. I've had some that had like the chocolate streusel kind of, you know, and that's not too bad. But those are great. I could eat those all day.
Yeah.
Yes, so a bunch of other great things to celebrate this weekend. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll play some news from Melissa. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Taking you back to the 80s, I think, on this one.
Totally. Is this Paula Abdul?
I want to say it is, but I'm not sure. It's definitely an 80s beat. That's definitely an 80s beat. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR.
Yes, definitely. High tops.
You need the anything spandex, literally, that all counted. Neon spandex? Yes, they got to be the bright colors. Have to be bright colors. You're okay if you got bright colors on. Welcome back to the Mornings on WFHR. 7:40 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. A couple of local notes I wanted to touch on. First, the annual Choose to Reuse that the town of Grand Rapids puts on every fall, that has been canceled for Saturday, September 17th. So again, the Fall Choose to Reuse event that was scheduled for Saturday, September 17th, has been canceled. We will keep you up to date and in the loop if they reschedule or what goes on with that. I did want to tell you that something that is definitely going on, so be sure to bookmark it, mark your calendars, and join us at Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 for their steak feed coming up this Tuesday, September 20th, from 4:30 to 7. This is open to the public at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. $20 meal includes 12-ounce New York strip steak, some sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, baked potato or rice pilaf, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner rolls, assorted desserts, condiments, they'll have milk and coffee.
Doesn't that sound good?
It really does. There's limited takeout available at the door. Cash bar with soda, beer, and wine will be available on the premises. Proceeds go to support the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families right here in central Wisconsin.
Very cool. So that's on my path to town in the morning when I come, and they've got, you know, all their flags out right now, mm-hmm. and everything is all, you know, getting ready for this event. So I love that. It's a really cool way to approach town. You know what yes. I mean? And there's, you've got 100 flags up. And all, yeah, it's awesome.
I purposely go that route whenever I'm going to Point to see Bria, because I just because I like passing yeah. it. I will say that there's a couple of roads on the way to Point, especially as we get closer to fall, that you have to take.
Oh, for sure.
God, there's some of my for favorite sure. in the state. But really, the reason has always been the VFW, passing that back and forth. And always, as always, a good morning and a great thank you to all of our veterans out there listening. We appreciate you, we see you, and we thank you.
And get on out and support them for this event.
Yeah,
you know, that's a
yeah.
it's a big deal, and it's a big undertaking. And think about prepping all that food and everything. So yes. you know, they need community support.
Yeah, get on over there, and we'll talk more about it next week as well. On Monday, maybe we'll try to get it in. Mention it again towards the end of the show.
Be
as
live
well.
On location on Tuesday. We could taste yeah. test the steak.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome. God, I'd love to do that.
Although, do you think anybody wants the one that we taste tested?
Probably not, but. But I do love what you just said there about doing a show or a remote from there. That I've never gotten to do something like that. I think that would be really
cool.
Cool. That
yeah.
would be a lot of fun. So this Sunday is National Cheeseburger Day. We talked about that last segment. And a bunch of places have deals, including three big chains offering free burgers with any purchase. So let's look at the big dogs. First, McDonald's polled fans this week to decide which burger they should give away. And the double cheeseburger got the most votes. You can get one for free this Sunday with any dollar purchase through the McDonald's app.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And in these apps, these companies understand. Say you've never had the McDonald's app, you download it just for this Sunday, then delete it off your phone. You know, I mean, they know that. It's actually a big part of their business model, and part of the reason why they do these things.
Well, and a lot of the apps are really super easy to use. So
yeah,
even if you
yeah.
don't, you know what I mean? If you do go to these places once in a while, but you don't have the app and you added it to get the free cheeseburger, I mean, there's other perks. A lot of times they have, you know, I kind of like McDonald's coffee. So like a lot mm. of mornings on there, they'll have 99-cent coffee mm. just by, and you literally push a button and say which
That's
McDonald's.
It.
Like it's super easy.
And while I would not go walking around with a billboard with a social security number on it, they have gotten so much better. All these sites, all these web pages, the security is so much better about not only keeping our information just to the said business, but also protecting that information.
And really not asking for that much.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like that much personal information
at
all. So that's really cool, too.
Burger King has a similar deal, but for regular cheeseburgers, if you order through the app, that one starts tomorrow and runs through Monday. So there's a little longer.
Full weekend.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool. Wendy's will give you a free Dave's single with cheese if you order something through their app through next Wednesday. So that's going till next Wednesday. That's a pretty good one, too. Hardee's and Carl's Jr. have a deal for new rewards members. You can get a free Famous Star or Western Bacon Cheeseburger with any purchase if you sign up. Existing members can get a $1 Famous Star if they buy one with full purchase.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. All the ones that you listed there,
yeah,
McDonald's would be my choice.
I'm a Burger King guy, but
King.
I like the McDonald's deal better. I actually like that better, yeah.
I do like a Whopper, though. Well,
yeah,
a Whopper
yeah.
Jr. A Whopper's a little too much for me, but I do love those.
Yeah. Jack in the Box has $2 Jumbo Jacks with any purchase through the app.
I've never been to a Jack in the Box.
They're good. They got them all over in California.
And is it like just burgers and fries? Like
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. they're one of those early places that would have like you know, mozzarella sticks and some of those little fringier items.
A little
items
bit more
too.
than fries.
Yeah.
You know, the funniest, I remember the first time I saw a Whataburger, and I'm what is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're very popular in the South, but it's just funny because I was just like, wait a minute, what?
One of the greatest name fast food chains ever.
And they're good.
Yeah, I've only had one, but man, afterwards I was like, what a burger. That is a really good burger. That is a great burger. Smashburger, I've never been there, has a buy one, get one deal this Sunday if you use their code BOGO22. And maybe there's some local deals out there. I don't know. I don't know how popular this day is and how many, you know, chefs.
It's kind of fun, though.
It's a really fun one. I love it. I love the idea that I have to eat a burger Sunday. I mean, it's burger day.
I was going to say, I'm thinking maybe we're grilling some burgers on Sunday.
I don't want to do this, but I have to. I have to.
You know, and it is Wife Appreciation Day. So, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
I think you all can handle grilling some burgers.
I think a lot of guys are going to be cooking this Sunday, and I don't think a lot of people are going to have a problem with that. I think everybody's happy. We like to grow.
Right? It's burgers, yes. And we're keeping mom happy.
Seems like a win-win-win. Yes. Take a break on that. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 747 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. And we do a lot of things on this show. We like to hopefully entertain you, whether you're laughing at us or with us. Hopefully you're laughing and enjoying yourself and kind of a sanctuary place to go where you know there's certain stuff we ain't going to talk about or get into. You know, you can just have listen, sit back and have fun. Sometimes we bring you, well, all the time we bring you local good information, but sometimes we bring you other big time information like this right here, Terry, that we're about to give the audience the secret to happiness. We have the secret to happiness
and
right here.
Been holding on to it for years.
You know what? And it's something that you guys are going to hear this, and you're like, oh, it was right under my nose the whole time. A new study has found that the secret to happiness might be
sleep.
That's not bad. Expressing gratitude. Yes, yes. So those that had money on the list, no, not as much. The secret to happiness, they are saying, is expressing gratitude. About 33% of people say that they regularly make it a point to express gratitude in their everyday lives. But 65% of people who report that they're very happy on a daily basis are more likely to always give thanks. This is stuff simply thinking about people in person. Or this is stuff like simply thanking people in person, writing letters or notes, buying or personally making people a gift for a meal, act of kindness, or just generally being mindful of all things you're grateful for, whether it's at home, at work, or when you're out. On average, when people express gratitude to others about 6 times a month, people in the Southwest and Northeast parts of the U.S. are more likely to do that, while people in the West and Southeast are least likely to.
You know, I think that's right on.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I right away went to certain people that I know that I've often observed that are so gracious to others and so nice and always offer, you know, their gratitude. And I think about them and they are like literally some of the happiest people that I know.
Yep. Yep. As soon as I did not pre-read this, as I was reading it, a bunch of different faces popped in my head, and that is a consistent theme with all of them.
Interesting that the silver bullet is this easy.
Yeah.
Is being kind, right?
It is, again, I told you, it was right under your nose the whole time. It's just using your mouth and being kind and being grateful, being thankful.
But, it does, I suppose, it fills your, you know, you could go the whole endorphins path. You could go all different ways, but it does just fill you with good. Like, have you ever, I don't know if you've ever done this, but I love doing this. Like, where you tip someone, like, obnoxiously, you know what I mean, like really, yes. Like, you know, yes. You get really good service and you can just see, like, you know, maybe it should be like whatever, a $5 tip, but you give them a 10 and maybe it's not every time, but when you leave that situation and you just feel like you're, you know, kind of bouncing on the clouds, right? Yeah. Like, hey, I just made someone's day. And it doesn't always have to be that kind of scenario, but we all have the ability to do that. And like you said, under our nose, through our words or through our body language or our expressions, or when it's Sunday is Wife Appreciation Day or whenever. Whatever it is.
Yep.
but I mean, I think I think they're really onto something there.
I couldn't agree more. The support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Do you know, I have to tell you something else about this. Just doing kind things for people or showing gratitude. On Wednesday, I was at my office and I got called from my office. My office is upstairs and I got a call from Stephanie downstairs and she said, Pam Hilke is here to see you. And Pam, before she came to work on Wednesday, brought an anniversary card to my husband and I.
That's so cool. And of course
it's so cool.
That is so cool.
It made
that
my
is so
day.
Sweet. That is really cool.
And nicely how easy done, was Pam. That? I mean, we're a little bit off of her path, but, you know, not really far. But she made the point to be intentional and do that. And it just literally it was so sweet
that
and
really
so
is.
Nice.
That is very cool. Nicely done, Pam. And that's a great example of those kind of things.
And it's easy. We just don't always take the time to, you know what I mean? Like, I think the hard part is the intentionality of doing it.
I think I agree with you. I also, if if you can't, like, if any of this sounds like heavy lifting to you, or you can't find a way to maneuver or put some of this stuff in your life, there's one thing that I think we can all do a better job of, and including myself. Generally being mindful of all things you're grateful for, whether it's at home, at work, or you're out and about. It is so easy for us, and it's kind of the way our brains are designed, to see the holes, to see the glasses half empty, to look at the negatives. We're our own worst enemy, 99% of us are, and we're harder on ourselves than the rest of the society is. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself be kind to yourself. Start there and build on that on others.
I think doing that for others. The older I get, the more I realize that that takes way more energy.
You ain't kidding.
Focusing on the holes and focusing. You know what I mean? Like it's we exhaust ourselves. So it's if you can spin that. I remember many probably like 20 years ago already, Oprah did a promotion where it was a gratitude journal, you know, and it was like just writing down every day at the end of the day, five things that you're grateful for from that day.
That's cool.
Now, some people are like, five things? Does it have to be five different things every day? You know, like you analyze it. But what if you just did one thing? What if you just identified, you know, every day something that you're grateful for? It does really start to shift your thinking.
Used to drive me insane when I was a kid, when because had a lot of hard days, and I'd be going through that, and my mom would look down at me and say, "Jimmy, God never gives you any more than you can handle, or you're always in the place you're supposed to be."
Or sometimes He does, but we got to work through it, right?
Right, all those things, and it generally had an impact on me because it took a long time to get this place, but I got there, and when I did, I worked at rewiring my brain, and basically my brain has a tendency to look for negatives, to look at the and those things. I would look at them, and then I made a habit of, by the time I got to the end of that thought, the period at the end of that sentence was something good, something I could be positive about and everything. And now I do that, and I don't even think about doing it. My brain just does it. Now, it took a good 10-some years to make this happen, but you guys out there probably have better brains than I do. It might not take you as long, but it's it's doable. And if I guarantee you, if you knew me 10 or 15 years ago, you would not recognize so much of my personality now. And it's all genuine. It's all stuff that I worked hard at, but I don't have to put on a mask. I don't have to do this certain thing. It just happens.
Well, when you're facing something tough, sometimes it's not always, or just having a crappy day, right? Like sometimes it's not easy to see that light at the end of the tunnel or to, always look for the silver lining and, whatever other saying we can come up with. But I think that's where we can be that for each other, right? Yes. Like that's where we can show that gratitude. And if you are really having a crappy day, something I say might help you, might help you turn that around. So, I think we just have to think about that. All people are fragile. All people have stuff. All people have a hard time. And if we can show appreciation or caring or whatever it might be, gratitude, that it not just changes that person, but it changes you.
Yes, because that's something that I'm so glad you said that, because that is one of the things, too, that is important to keep in mind with this. Yeah, it feels good for them, and that's very important and everything. I don't know how. I've never heard of anybody doing something good and not feeling amazing afterwards from it. It has a huge effect on everybody involved in it, and can feel just really good.
So say something nice to someone today.
Yeah,
and then do it again tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then Sunday eat a cheeseburger.
While being nice to you, while being good to your wife, all those things. You can really get it all in just one go right there, That's actually pretty good. I think this is a great story. It was something that actually I had put aside to talk with our ag industry about. But just for those that did not hear, it's a story that was came out on September 6th, so a little bit ago and everything. But not kidding around, goats beat back buckhorn for first time at Brule River State Forest. Wisconsin DNR tries out goats as researchers examining their effectiveness to remove invasive plants. I love this story. We've seen a couple of stories like this.
Yeah, because they do it on Oak Island Park up in Wausau, too. They just have them as little mowers.
One good thing about doing the story about 10 days later is that they've had the data already collected from this and what they've been able to accomplish. And it was very helpful. It actually turns out that these goats were actually eating most of the invasive species. And that was it. They were leaving some of the other animals.
They must have like guts of steel.
They really do. I've seen a goat eat a can before. It was It was eating like the can top.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm a city kid. I haven't seen many goats in my life, and I'm seeing him do this, and he's staring at me the whole time he's doing it. So I don't know if it was an intimidation factor like, or what.
It definitely was. He was keeping you in check.
I tell the lady, it's her goat and everything. I'm telling her about this, and she's just like, yeah.
You know, really, it was really your mom bought that goat.
Yeah.
Placed it there for a stare down with you.
Just, it had an effect. It definitely
Have you
worked.
Ever seen those little miniature fainting goats?
Yes.
Those are the cutest things I've ever seen.
They kind of are.
My kids want goats.
Goats are great. I like goats. They're fun.
Where do you keep them in the winter?
That's the catch. That is one of the catches of that, definitely.
Not in the house. Good. Obviously, yes, you'd have to have some sort of structure.
You know, most people have basements. Yeah, make up the basement, make it really nice. You know,
spare bedroom.
What? So apparently, it took about 35 goats to make this happen. The goats were able to take away these invasive species, and they're going to kind of keep doing this, like you mentioned, the people in Wausau do.
So you know, we have wild parsnip on our land, which is terrible. And they've talked about it. You've had DNR was here talking about it on WFHR.
Yeah.
But I wonder, they might win on the goat thing. Because if they would eat that.
Now it's a win-win.
I don't know how you train them to eat it, but.
I don't know how much goats eat in a day too, and like those things. I'm not sure. I just like goats.
So they can't like clear eat 50 acres or something?
Yeah. I just think they're cool.
They are kind of cool.
And incredibly like empathetic animals.
Yeah.
Like very caring animals.
And the ones on the roof at Door County, have you ever seen them?
Yes. I haven't seen them in person, but I've seen the pictures.
Oh, they're super cute.
Yeah.
Like you're like, why are they on the roof?
I love the idea of somebody like flying to Wisconsin and then like driving across the state or something like that and seeing some of those things.
To see a goat.
I just would love to know what's going through their head.
What
they
is
see
going through their
things.
Head? Yes.
Where is it? Darn it. We used to, the Pioneer restaurant. I don't know if it's even still there. It was
in Westfield?
Yeah.
I drove that way yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
Every trip we ever had, we'd stop there. That was the last place we'd stop for dinner before going to Rome.
And that was
big old Paul Bunyan thing or whatever. Yeah.
And that was the last, you know, for a while, that was the only restaurant there. Now there's a few fast food, you know, chain kind of restaurants around there. But that really was the only restaurant.
Yeah. I it was very later in life that I remember seeing the Burger King and the other stuff show up over there. That was kind of the one place. And apparently, because the reason we knew about it is my papa being a truck driver, that's where he would stop.
So how good of companions do you think goats are?
That's they're great. They're just not the greatest with sarcasm. Goats don't pick up on sarcasm very good. So I've had some issues with that. But otherwise, very funny animals.
Do they
very
talk back?
They do a lot of knock-knock jokes.
They bleat at you a little bit?
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. Mornings on WFHR.